What did you say to Strickland when you saw him?
I asked him to come with me to Holland. I was dumbfounded. I could only look at Stroeve in stupid amazement. We both loved Blanche. There would have been room for him in my mother's house. I think the company of poor simple people would have done his soul a great good. I think he might have learnt from them something that would be very useful to him.
What did he say?
He smiled a little. I suppose he thought me very silly. He said he had other fish to fry. I could have wished that Strickland had used some other phrase to indicate his refusal. He gave me the picture of Blanche. I wondered why Strickland had done that, but I made no remark, and for some time we kept silence. "What have you done with all your things?" I said at last. "I got a Jew in, and he gave me a ransom for the lot. I'm taking my pictures home with me. Beside them, I own nothing in the world now but a box of clothes and a few books." "I'm glad you're going home," I said. I felt that his chance was to put all the past behind him. I hoped that the grief which now seemed intolerable would be softened by the lapse of time, and a merciful forgetfulness would help him to take up once more the burden of life. He was young still, and in a few years he would look back on all his misery with a sadness in which there would be something not unpleasurable. Sooner or later he would marry some honest soul in Holland, and I felt sure he would be happy. I smiled at the thought of the vast number of bad pictures he would paint before he died. Next day I saw him off for Amsterdam.